No. It was a Monday today. But the purpose of this meeting is to get a quarterly report, rather the fourth quarterly report, in terms of Section 32 of the Public Finance Management Act. And that report does not necessarily need a quorum, but I'm sure the Department of Water Affairs and Environment, am I correct? And Environment, please expect him to present to members. My apologies. I think members will join us as the meeting continues. We have delayed enough. I wouldn't like to delay more because it would mean that everyone will have to delay. We don't want to delay you any further. You have been delayed, so please accept our apologies for that. With respect to today's meeting, we have invited you because we have noticed that you did not fully spend your allocation. Now, we would like to know why, perhaps, that you having an understanding. To us, if you could close that door, please. To us, you are a very important department. Department that is responsible for water, which our communities out there do not have. I'm sure you have seen a number of programs on TV where communities are crying out for water. We were in KwaZulu-Natal last year, and communities in KwaZulu-Natal were complaining that there are dams around them and the water is being transported to the Gauteng industrial areas. Now, it is a problem. Then, we thought that we should invite you, perhaps, and hear from your side as to why you have not been able to stand. What are the problems? What are the challenges that you faced with? What is it that you're doing about those challenges? The other thing that we have heard in the past is the issue of your schemes that have been transferred to local government and what. Now, all those things, they give us concern because to transfer to local government schemes that where there's not necessarily sufficient capacity to handle those schemes. So, what interests us today? I mean, we'd like to hear from you. Perhaps you will assist us so that you can assist other people in that case. The pity that we invited you only and did not invite the local government. However, Treasury is here to assist us. So maybe I should give take this opportunity as well to welcome Mr. Donafu from National Treasury. I'm sure we'll depend on you, Mr. Donafu, on some of the issues that we might not be able to pick up. I'm not sure who's leading the team. Okay, Mamunga is leading the team. You will introduce your team. Thanks.
Good morning, Chairperson and Honorable Member. Just to be on the same page with you, Chairperson, our presentation today aims to respond to the central question of how the department has managed to underspend by a total of 505. We also do acknowledge that there may be issues outside this question that you may want to ask, but we might not be prepared in terms of responding to issues that are outside that question. However, we promise to come back to you if there's any issue that you are unable to clarify or to provide responses. We will be able to come back to you with full explanation. I have a team with me, my CFO, the CFO of the Department of Water Affairs, Mr. Onesmus Ayaya, and I've got the Deputy Director General for the Branch Infrastructure Development. They will be doing the presentation, and also they will be assisting with responses from the questions that you'll be asking. I will hand over to the CFO to do the presentation. Over to CFO.
Before the CFO comes in, I just want to talk. My PFMA is not here, but I do know that in terms of your environment by which you are allowed to understand, it's about 8%. But 8% means a lot of money. You know, I was also looking at the Auditor General's report. As you indicate that you're not here to deal with other things, but there are challenges. Maybe we should allow the department to present. But 500 million, I think that is a lot of money. To work them, challenges. But let's see. So you will guide. I mean, it's up to you who presents or what. So.
Thank you, Chair and Honorable Members. I don't know how many Honorable Members you have today. I will assume you have more than one. And I'll proceed on that particular understanding in that case. As we have indicated to you through the accounting officer, our brief as articulated in your letter, which was faxed to us, is to explain to you the expenditure that is contained in the financial year ending 31st of March 2007. Now, in brief, obviously your letters made reference to the adjusted budget estimate of 7 billion, approximately, just above 7 billion, as shown on the slide. And of course, the 7 billion is administered through various programs, water resource management, administration, water services, forestry, which you are aware that it may be moving out of the department in due course to join agriculture. Now, the bulk of the expenditure, if you look at that particular slide number 2, which is, and I take it that it's before us, and you will notice that the bulk of the expenditure of the amount that you're talking about is contributed by the water resource management. And under that water resource management, that's where we have the funds for the Old Fans River Water Resource Project, Management Project. Now, before I go to the current financial year, I think maybe let me share with the members a brief history about the Oil Funds River project in terms of its budgetary allocation and the rollovers that you may have seen the previous annual report. For 2007 and 8 financial year, an amount of 250 was allocated and earmarked for the Dehoop Dam. That's the history behind it. This one is not in the slide, but this is what I'm sharing with you. Now, in addition to this amount, the department also requested an amount of 260 million to be rolled over from the previous financial year, which was 2006 and 7. I'm giving you a bit of history so that you understand where the 505 million is coming from. And was approved by National Treasury for rollover in that particular year. At the end of 2007 and 8 financial year, these funds were not fully spent. And the department once again approached the National Treasury to roll over an amount of 260, which was once again approved. Now, for 2008 and 9 financial year, which has now been ended and the auditors have even done the audit, the year ending, the amount allocated for Oil Funds River project in total was 800 million. Of the 800 million, no, before the rollover, it included, it was split as follows. 550 for phase 2A, which my colleague can speak to in more detail if you want more technical terms about that phase, he'll speak about it. And phase 2B to 2G, the amount was 250. That gave us a total of 800 million. The rollover then came in. The figure given 800 million does not include the rollover. That was the allocation before the rollover. The amount of 260 then came in through the adjusted budget estimates in October last year after we had applied for the request to roll over the money. So it was approved. So in total, the Oil Funds River project needed to have utilized by the end of that first March 1 billion and 60 million. 1 billion and 60 million. That was the total amount that was available, that by the 31st of March, the whole of that money should have been spent. Now, did it happen? The answer is no. And that's why you have invited us to engage with you and give the necessary explanation of what exactly was happening. Remember when the rollover was being applied for in August, September last year, the 260 million, being rolled over for the second time, by the way. As a department, we designed, we are not going to raise a new bid, a new funding capital bid for the department in view of this particular rollover. We therefore undertook, during our bilateral discussion of the National Treasury on 13th of August, to say that let the rollover go ahead, and once the rollover has been appropriated as part of the appropriation bill, we would like us to utilize the funds to complete water services related projects. Now, that's another thing I also want to distinguish between the likes of the Hoop Dam and what we may call water services related projects. Water services includes the reticulation, pipeline, where you find it is a dam. But the communities around, and I think, Chair, you have alluded during your speech, you may find there is a dam that has been built historically, but the communities around it do not have potable water. So there are phases now, the dams that are being built currently, they are what we call water services aspects of those major projects, distribution networks from that particular major dam. So the water dams, Nyaka Dam, Nandoni Dam, those dams which were implemented a few years back, had that particular phase, and that's why we wanted to utilize the 260 instead of requesting a new allocation during the 2009 MTF process. So during our discussion on the 13th of August, where we made a presentation, National Treasury, verbal presentation, we agreed that we write formally, which we did on the 18th of August, saying that the funds that are being rolled over and to be approved by Parliament through adjusted budget estimate should be allowed to be utilized on Nandoni and Nyaka Dam and another dam, which in Shlufi. Those are what we call water services. of the last aspect. The last aspect, what I've said, the money to be used on water surface projects, in particular Inyaka Dam and Nandoni, Inyaka and Nandoni treatment works. Those are what we call water services projects. They are not water resource management projects. There must be a distinction drawn. Serving the communities around those particular dams. That was on the 18th of August when we wrote that particular letter. Now, how do we spend, let me now digress a bit. How do we spend the 1 billion we got? How is it dispersed from the department? I think that will be of use to you. The accounting system we use, first of all, for this particular budget funds, remember, it's a cash-based accounting. It's not, we record expenditure when we process the invoice for payment, and not necessarily when an invoice is presented to us. That's the distinction between what you'll find in the private sector and what you'll find in the department. The way we spend the 1 billion, ideally, it has been allocated by Parliament. We have within the department what we call a water trading entity. Execution of projects of this nature is done by construction unit within the water trading entity. The suppliers hired on individual projects are paid by the water trading entity. Now, then how does the money come in from the main account? Because of segregation of the functions, the water trading entity must formally present an invoice for us to do what you call documentation or a transfer of funds from main account to the water trading entity. But the actual payment by then would have already taken place. The supplier, the employees would have been paid by the water trading entity, but then they raise an invoice to us to say that this is the, this is the amount we have spent on this project. Please, can you transfer an equivalent sum supported by this particular documentation? That's the control measure we have. We don't transfer the money in advance because these are earmarked funds, and they are funds which are clearly for those particular projects. Now, that's why the rollover amount of 260 cannot be utilized on water surface projects if the original allocation had shown that this amount should be on the Dehoop Dam, because it has been solidly earmarked for the Dehoop Dam. The only way we can shift it to water surface related projects is through the authorization, or if you like, the approval, or based on a presentation by the National Treasury. On that one, therefore, the figure we are seeing here, 505 million. I think we can go to the next slide now. I will not dwell on this management because I've told you where the source of our expenditure is on the Hoop Dam. That's where I'm going to spend my time. These are the areas we don't have that problem. I think let's go on the next slide. Next. Now, these are the summary of the figures that I've been alluding to, Chair. Okay. Are these the projector? That's right. Do you have a printed slide, Musa? Maybe we could help you that way. Yeah. But the last column generally is when you allocate the budget internally, the level of under expenditure or over expenditure internally now for our own management use. So that's what you have. Do we go there? Okay. The Hoop Dam I've been talking about, where this major expenditure has been alluded to, is summarized there for you. You don't have it in your slide. That one was inserted later on. But what I've been speaking to, as I was speaking, she was typing that particular slide about the amount that was available to be spent by the 31st of March 2007. That's the summary. We had an allocation, 2008, of 550, a rollover funds from the previous financial year of 260, and then there was an allocation for phase 2B, 2G, in the same year of 250. So by the end of that first March, ideally we should have spent that amount. Now, construction does the work, and then the money is transferred. But when we transfer that money, by the way, the 1 billion, we must deduct VAT, value added tax, under the value added tax. So what ends up actually on the actual project is 900, which means we must subtract the VAT because it's taken as revenue to water trading. Do I continue, Chair? Or you? Okay. Let's go to the next slide, Ma. Now, I was therefore going to explain to you what exactly then turned out, why you have the 505, which meant the Oliphant River Project money. The request to get those particular funds used to another project was formally confirmed, it was declined on the 31st of March, and I have a letter to that effect. Remember, we wrote on the 18th of August 2008. The response from National Treasury confirming that the funds cannot be utilized to another project due to the reasons articulated, articulated in that case, came to us on the 31st of March. And I've told you that we are talking about the cash-based environment. Even if it had been approved on that day, by the way, we would not have dispersed the money. Because 31st was a closing date, and any invoice that is not gone through, it will not go through. The funds are gone and they're gone. Unpaid invoices of now. Meanwhile, remember also, there are also unpaid invoices, even on earmarked funds, correctly earmarked funds, not the ones we wanted to go to water sources. It takes us on the average. Yes. To be used to other projects. Yes. Other than the dam. But then there is also the dam itself where work was going on, and there were invoices amounting to 227 million. When you add the two, obviously, you are close to the figure we are talking about, 500 million. Now, if you take into account the action that was then taken, had the approval been given in time, the money would have been transferred. Remember, not being spent. The money, by the way, equivalent sum had already been spent under the water trading entity, just pending the submission of the invoice for it to be paid against the approval. We would not be talking about the 505 million that we have before us. Now, did we anticipate? I think the other thing that the Honourable Members need, did we as managers anticipate, or project managers, anticipate that there will be an expenditure? Or even as we are seated here this year, are we able to know that there will be an expenditure by the end of the year? The answer is yes. We do monitoring every quarter. Through this invoice that comes through, we monitor and we are able to know. The way things are going, it's not possible that we'll spend whatever we have been allocated. And that's why we made that request in August, to say, no, from the look of things, we are not going, the rollover amount can only be used to already projects which are already nearing completion. Can we go to the next slide, ma'am? Disbursement takes place, this is what I've already explained to you, disbursement takes place on water trading entity to suppliers. The water trading entity raises an invoice for us to pay. Now, there are cases whereby the two skis that has kept on being rolled over twice, there was a delay in the conclusion of memorandum of understanding with the 23 mines. That's why there were those rollovers. The memorandum I'm talking about is articulates the principles for sharing the project cost for abstraction purposes and the tariff and etc. That memorandum was never signed when we talked of it 13th of August. We knew for sure, even if we got a go-ahead, the memorandum was signed. The two skis that had been rolled over will not be used, and that's why we consider that it would be advisable that for these purposes of service delivery, the Nyaka Dam, the water sources around the Nyaka Dam and Andoni Dam should continue. They should not wait until new allocation in the new MTF. We would rather be allowed to use the two skis in order to allow those services delivered in those communities to go ahead, the pipeline, the treatment works and all that. Now, therefore, the work, by the way, as managers, we decided we are not stopping that work, even after the approval was not given, or delayed to be given. We still continued to do the work using the recurrent budget on the water trading entity. But for water sources, because the recurrent budget on the water trading entity is not meant for water sources, it's meant for water resource management projects. Betterment, refurbishment of the existing schemes, not the water sources element of it. So for us to be able to use any money which is yet for another project, first of all, we must get that approval. And secondly, stop go on some of those projects is never a tenable solution given the stage. It would easily lead into fruitless expenditure. And given also the needs even on the ground. So the project still went ahead along the lines that I've just articulated. Maybe let me reinforce
that. I think that don't allow them to move too much if you don't, at the place that you don't understand. We're talking about two things here. We're talking about those projects that fall under subsidy. What do you call it? The water subsidy. The one is water resource. The other one has to do with subsidies. That's correct. The other was the 250 rollover. Where was it supposed to be? Where did it come from? From the resource side.
It was earmarked
for the resource. I assume that it had not been spent, because you can only roll over something that was budgeted for that area. And when it's not spent, then you apply for a rollover of it. But now, in turn, you're saying, no, look, we're redirecting now this fund. Okay.
A slide below, the one, the table just figures faster, so that you understand. Yeah, the calculation. Let's go back on the slide. That's it. When we do bidding for CAPEX, or when we ask for funds for capital projects, and these are major projects, like the home town, the funds, we cannot, by the way, use this 1 million to pay salaries for our ongoing employees. For example, I'll just give you an example. Now, I'm trying to account for the use of 1 billion. This is what I'm trying to do, by the way, and by extension, to explain to you why you have, in the appropriation statement that has been made to you, a 5 million figure. Now, I've told you that out of the 1 billion, the Tuskisti is a rollover. But that rollover is a second rollover. It's not the first time it has been rollover. I think let's agree on it. Let's be on the same page on that one. It was there originally, in the earlier year, by the way. This was the second time it was being rollover. Now, why that rollover is happening is not only the Hope Dam that we are in charge of. We are in charge of other capital projects. Of course, inflation comes in. You find your technical set up on some of the projects is different, like the Nandoni and Nyaka Dam that we are talking about. They are projects that began way back in 2006. But the phase where we were, where we wanted to use the Tuskisti, is the phase which relates to water services, to serve the community with potable water. It's not the bulk raw water. This 1 million here on Olifant River is about bulk. Now, but there's a social element of it that require the communities around to sign the memorandum I've referred to in the next slide. If we know for sure, and as project managers, when we know for sure that these things are delayed, because we're talking about people issues here, we engage, we negotiate and all that, we are aware that the Tuskisti, after the parliament favorably considered the Tuskisti to be rolled over for the second time, we knew for sure that even if we were given a chance to spend in the last half of 2008 and 2009, it would not happen. What do? We stop existing water services projects, when we know there's money that will be rolled over, when we come back to you, then you will have asked us, how can you stop a project and you're rolling over money? So we said, now, the way around is to go back to the approval rates of the National Treasury. To say, no, we understand what we can do, we can adjust the other allocation in the MTF, but use these funds, go ahead and use it to complete the other project that need to be completed. The other option is to stop it and give a new funding proposal for those particular projects, Nandoni and Inyaka Dam. Now, which was easy for us and more economically viable and for service delivery was to say, we do not want to appear before the residents of this country to say we are robbing over money and we don't have water, we have even stopped the project. Let's continue with the project, but let's engage with our colleagues in the department to say, can we be allowed to use the two scarcity for the benefit of these water sources projects? This is what we did on the 18th of August 2008. Around that particular time, we had already known that the delay in signing of the memorandum will not allow us to spend the two scarcity. But these other projects were nearing completion. The Nyaka Dam, Nandoni treatment works, and etc. Now, what I'm saying, therefore, because it's a cash-based environment, even if the approval had come, assuming that the approval was favorable, I mean, the response was favorable, approval was given, if it had come on 31st, we would still not have dispersed the two scarcity. But that does not mean that the project did not go ahead. The project still went ahead because the actual disbursement to suppliers of material and labor on those projects takes place under the construction unit in the water trading entity. What you are seeing in there, Chairman, WTE, is what I'm referring to as water trading entity. In the slide number, in the slide we have before us, number 10. Now, let's go to the next slide, ma'am. This is what we are saying. If the approval had come in time, and we were able to pay the invoices, what you call real money, without that lag of 4 or 3 weeks, we will not be having an expenditure you are referring to of 505 million. Because the invoices were there, as a touch fast. There were invoices from other companies. But also, the condition to use the two skills that had been rolled over was also not granted. And therefore, the money, obviously, if the permission is not given, the money must be surrendered to the National Revenue Fund. And that's what we did on the 31st, and it remains in our appropriation statement. What have we therefore done? Because of the invoices, these invoices I'm referring to of 227, Chair, they are invoices on the earmarked funding, on the actual DHUP now. It's not for the rollover. It's the actual one. Now, what do we do therefore in the following year? We don't get that money. We will then ask National Treasury and say, we need to roll out this money because we have invoices from suppliers in the previous financial year that we need to pay in the 2009 and 10 financial year. So what we have done so far, but we are still engaging on other issues with the National Treasury, the Department has requested National Treasury, as we speak right now, you will see in the appropriation bill, we have asked for a rollover of 272 million of an expenditure in 2009 and 10. Now, this is to enable us to cover the invoices that were in the system as of 31st March, and which could not be paid because of the cash basis of accounting we are using on the voted fund. I'm done.
Thank you, Chairperson. The explanation by the CFO as contained in his presentation has been adequately explained. The one aspect that I need to emphasize is that the aspect is that to the best of the department's ability, and then basically what we say here is that we have delivered the service in terms of that financial year, but in terms of what the CFO has indicated, those particular issues that we have not really come to a conclusion with National Treasury on, and therefore it's reflected in under expenditure, but yet there has been work that has been done in terms of the funds that were allocated to the department. Particularly what I want to emphasize is that the particular projects that we implement in Chairperson is in one of the is in three of the provinces of South Africa where communities are the biggest need in terms of water provision, namely Limpopo, the Nondwani Dam, the distribution network there, in terms of the communities that are not receiving the benefits in terms out of the Nyaka Dam and Nondwani Dam that we've built. And as you know, also Chairperson, that it is also one of the areas in South Africa that now experiencing drought, and we were there with the minister to assess the situation and even to further extend the services that the department rendered to the communities there, and even we as a department need even more funds to service the communities in Limpopo out of the Nondwani Dam. Secondly, it's the Inyaka Dam, what the CFO referred to. We are still building and we'll be finishing with the whole project in the financial year of 2012. Also, to service about, in the vicinity, about 800,000 people within Bushbuck Christian vicinity. And then the other project that we used, building, that we used some of the funds, is Shuslui, Northern KwaZulu-Natal, where we also have a major challenge in terms of water services and water provision of communities. So it is in those particular areas in South Africa that we have the greatest challenge in terms of water services, that you correctly chair, that your concern is our concern in terms of the provision of the water to the broader communities in South Africa. It's a fundamental basic right of people in terms of water, and to make sure that we provide those services, and we are continuing the implementation of the projects that we do have. But I must also indicate that in the WIP Dam, with its completion, we have, besides the signing of the agreements with the mines that we do have, and still we still have a fundamental problem. The WIP Dam will also provide furthermore another 800,000 people with water, and therefore the project is also of fundamental importance to the department in terms of its drive to make sure that everybody in South Africa have a universal access to water services by 2014, if we can meet those targets. So within that explanation that the CFO is giving, at the moment we do have that in terms of engagement in the National Treasury in terms of the 272 million to make sure that those unpaid invoices up in the end or two. But if you look at it in terms of the total, in terms of the money that we utilize, then it's as CFO has explained.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just the TT, because when the department came here, they knew that the main issue, according to them, was the WIP Dam. But unfortunately, the presentation that's available does not have the WIP Dam, and we rely on this technical script, but we'll work from there. The department has been talking a lot about this WIP Dam. To us, it is very, very important. And for the department, they know that the most important priority of the government is to make sure that people have access to basic needs. And one of the basic needs is water. And for us to be talking here about how money could not be utilized for the benefit of the people in the poor communities, and that they don't have the facilities or the resources that the mines have. The mines can buy whatever they want to buy to access water, but the people don't have, and there are grants that you need to utilize. And you say that something, we don't get the thing that we need a pipe, we need this, but with the social components on the mines are just flowing. We're not talking about the money because they have the ability to get whatever they got, they get. And our people rely very much on you. It's very unacceptable for explaining rollovers to us when we actually don't need rollovers. And we don't stand there in Parliament when we vote for your budget requesting for rollovers. We present the budget as you are going to use it. Nowhere do you ever mention that, and this part will be for rollovers. And we can't be sitting here asking for rollover, it can't be used, and then ultimately you want to take it back. I think I also want to take money back when I know that it's for a good service. And using money, shifting money like that is totally unacceptable. We like to know especially what you are doing with the work done. What has you contributed to make sure that those people get water, or how far have you gone to the reducing of your understanding? Because if it's capacity, tell us it's capacity. If you don't work well with the community, you won't go any far if you don't work well with the community. Tell us what your problems are so that we should know that this work done will never ever help the people. It will be filled one day with whatever they'll use it for, better services, because we want it for the services of to service the basic needs of our communities. We want to see them getting jobs, getting all the ripple effects of when you attend to that develop them. Chairperson, I think maybe there will be other issues, but right now our concern is this important document that they did not present to us. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thanks, Comrade. The department is saying now is innocent. The people who are guilty of not helping them is the national treasure. So that's what you saying to us when I sum up everything, the report that you have been saying.
Yeah, in relation to the amount of an expenditure of 505, we are saying that we had somewhere, and indeed it has been spent under the water trading entity. The actual work has been done. But it was never
explained. No, it's fine. Yeah. It's our chance now to speak now. So I'm saying that is the impression that you're creating to us. But you yourself is telling us that the 250 million was not for the first time that it was being rolled over. It was being rolled over for the second time. Now you're rolling over now. I mean, you asked for a rollover before 2006-2007. It was given. You're asking for it now again in 2007-2008 and last year. So now I'm saying, but all the same, what you're trying, the impression that you're trying to project to us is that you are innocent yourself. It's not our treasure. It is the party that is guilty. But you're not telling us a full report. You know these reports, Mamungis, these reports are not telling the full story. These reports, these figures, they're not telling us the full story. They are not telling us that you're shifting monies around. For instance, you shifted 125 million from the current payments. You shifted 456 million also to money that are supposed to be used for capital expenditure. You're shifting them to your transfers and subsidies. And the reason that you're doing that is because you know that once you shift these monies to those what you call entities, then they're out of your hands. You're no longer responsible for them. But we haven't heard as well as to once you shift those monies to those agencies and you walk away, the accountability there. We don't know about that. You're not telling us about those things. All you're telling us is this 500 million. And for me, I'm saying so. All these what you call 125 million that was supposed to be shifted from current payments. In other words, what it tells us is that it tells us what you're not telling us, that you have got also a problem of human, what you call a capacity problem in the department. That is why you're shifting these monies around. So, now, that is one thing. But the second thing is that the report also tells us about the low spending on the something that I would like you to explain to us is this social component that was supposed to apparently some monies were supposed were earmarked for some social component around the work done. Would really like to get clarity on this. What was the social component? How much was it budgeted for? Why was it not you were not able to utilize? There was a low spending for that. Because all those together result in this what we call the 250. But I mean, it's clear. It's clear, Mamunge. It's clear that you're not asking for 250 rand to be redirected. You're asking for 260. Why isn't the department not able to use those monies for those verticals? If you've got a problem, you have a problem in terms of your planning department. That's why I say, that's why I'm saying you're not telling us the full story. You're only telling us, but you hear one who did not spend properly, but you don't tell us why. Where, what happened to your planning department? Why did you plan for monies that you knew that you would not be able to use it? Why didn't from the beginning inform National Treasury that, look, in terms of that 260, we're not going to be able to use it, but you allowed it to come into your coffers for capital expenditure. I mean for the what you refer to as a resource fact, what it comes to water resource, né? Yet you knew or you were supposed to know that you need more funds directed to the water services. But all you did, and I'm saying it is a trend in the department, that you ask for these monies, then once you get them, you redirect them. In terms of, yes, you're using the what you call as the PFMA. It allows you to do that. But when you look at your records, it seems that it is a trend that you do normally. I mean, it's a normal trend that, no, let's get this fund. Once they are in, we know how we're going to utilize them. But why do you do that? Why do you do that? I'm saying to you, I'm putting it to you that you're not telling us the full story. The full story is that of the what you call the capacity in your department that makes it to roll over and over. I'm just asking the researchers now to tell me. Maybe Mr. Donaldson, you would help me in terms of this rolled over. How many times are people allowed to roll? Should they roll over every day they want to roll over? It is that allowed. Mr. Donaldson, can you help us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me try to help a bit, although I have to say this vote, the water affairs vote, is an extraordinarily complicated one. It's taken me 15 years to begin to understand it. I think it'll be another 15 before I'll be able to write a chapter on it. There are many projects that are supported. There are both capital and recurrent costs, and of course the costs of our water infrastructure and water services are partly recovered from users, and so there's a revenue flow to the trading entity that is an important part of these accounts. And partly subsidized by the fiscus, and so sorting through all of those things is not straightforward. Now, the rollover rule is in general that we only allow rollovers once. But I think that it is important, and here let me say a word in support of the department's position on De Hoop Dam, it is important to understand that there were delays in finalizing the agreements on funding of the De Hoop Dam that had to do with the mine's position in the circumstances of the economic decline of the last 2 years. Mines, of course, going back a long time now, were keen to see this project get underway because the mining opportunities in this region, the expansion of the platinum mining activities in the region in particular, depend on this dam. But it is also the case that as the platinum price came down, and so mines had to relook at their plans for the next few years, they became a little bit more reluctant to sign the deals. The project will go ahead, the deals will be signed. My guess is there's already been progress in the last few months in finalizing the outstanding negotiations. But I think, Mr. Chair, we need to appreciate that it is understandable that the department had difficulty getting these agreements negotiated and signed in the context of the very serious deterioration in the prospects of the platinum industry over the course of the last year. So it's not a surprise that there's been a delay in finalizing the funding agreements, and it's not a surprise that there has had to be this delay in actual spending on the construction of the dam. The project will go ahead. It will, in effect, be completed perhaps a bit later than we would have liked. But the fiscus and the treasury understand fully that major projects like this are subject to considerable uncertainty in their timelines, and so the funding will have to be rescheduled. I think the way to think about this is that this is bigger than an ordinary rollover issue. This is about the rescheduling of the planned spending on a major infrastructure project. And just as Eskom is having to revise every quarter its spending schedules on its major new power stations, the airport company has rescheduled quite a lot of its spending plans on its and the completion of its airports, but there, of course, their scope for adjustment has been much more limited with the deadlines that have had to be set for 2010. So also the department and the water trading entity and those responsible for undertaking this project have had to reschedule the outlays on the De Hoop Dam. And so we will, in next year's budget, effectively be showing a revised cash flow projection for completing the De Hoop Dam. Now, the question arises, why did we not last year agree to shifting the money? And the answer simply is that when Parliament has appropriated money for a very specific project and earmarked the money for that project, it doesn't make sense to then say, oh, at the end of the year, oh, well, we'll shift this to fund other things. There needs to be parliamentary oversight and parliamentary allocations and transparency to Parliament for all of the major projects here. The water trading entity is rather a complicated set of accounts for distinct projects. We understand that there is still work to be done in restructuring the accounts of the water trading entity so that we in Treasury understand it better and so that Parliament will understand it better. I do hope we will make some progress on that over the next year or so. But although the number here is large, several hundred million rand, I want to put it to the to your committee, sir, with respect that that one shouldn't overplay the significance of this particular rescheduling of spending on one project. The rest of this department's spending record is very good. There are substantial ongoing activities in the operations of the regional water schemes that are reflected in the accounts. There is, in fact, spending a little bit ahead of budget on the very big Working for Water and Working for Fire programs. There are also the whole range of capital projects that include refurbishment and expansion of water infrastructure across the country. And you'll see in the accounts of this department that on almost all those other activities and programs, spending is, if anything, a bit ahead of budget, And I think the department does need to be commended for that. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody. I think it would have been, we would all have been more comfortable if we'd managed to get the Dehoop dam spending going ahead as planned, but the circumstances of the last year, and in particular the negotiations with the mines, were very difficult, and I do appreciate the difficulties the department had in that respect.
Thank you, Chairperson. It definitely is becoming more complicated now. I wonder if the department and treasury, because it seems there's been communication between them, when have the whole program started? Even if they can write something for us and give it to us within 3 days, when has the project started? How much have they been contributing to it? Is the project and treasury, is the department and treasury solely dependent on the mine? What if the mine wasn't there? What could have been happening there? Because it seems our reliance on the mine is at the expense of the ordinary people living around that area. So can they just give us a little report on the Dehoop dam? It started this time, and this is what happened, and this is what us, the department, and us treasury did to see to it that there's the light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks very much. And how long, because the treasury said, didn't even specify when they think the project will be over. They at least give us an idea, because it seems we'll be talking about this Dehoop and us as the oversight sector, not knowing what's happening and not being able to send an account on what is happening actually about what should benefit the people. And it also includes what you mentioned about the social component. I don't know whether they still come into it. Thank you, Chairman.
No, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tanasi, and thank you, Comrade. I think that we hear the explanation from National Treasury. We appreciate it. And now I have received now the regulations. And what the regulations say is that I suppose that the CFO is familiar with the regulations of National Treasury, but rollovers. Well, clearly we didn't pick it up from Section 30 to G, 31 to G of the DFMA. But National Treasury says request for rollover must. It doesn't say may. It says must be submitted to the relevant treasurer on or before the last working day of April. Now we hear that here the request was made on the 8th of August last year. I don't know if there were made, if the 8th of August comes before the last day of April, but this is what the regulations are saying. So if the regulations are saying on or before the last day of April, then that's why I'm saying so. There are challenges, Mr. Donaldson, we hear. But I don't think that the water affairs must play innocent here and say, no, they are on the safe side. It's other people who have got problems. They haven't got problems. Okay. In a format determined by National Treasury and must include, okay, purposes, the reasons, blah, 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 all those kinds of things. Section 6.3 of National Treasury says that the purposes of Section 41.3 of the Act now of PFMA A, compensation of employees and transfers of subsidies to other institutions, excluding transfers and subsidies to other levels of government for purposes of paying levies and taxes imposed by the
may not be increased without approval. In fact, what I want to get to is this issue of and then you say environment of funds from compensation of employees to transfers and subsidies for the payment of severe employees. But what I would like to really to, I'm not getting what I wanted to get to, is these monies that are being transferred from one are being transferred in terms of your Section 43(1), which allows you to do environment, is they say, the report says they come from your current payment. Which part of current payments? Exactly, from which part of current payment? Because my understanding is that the regulation says those should not affect compensation of employees. Can you please explain to us?
I don't know where I'll begin from. I think there may be, as the other honorable members indicated, on the hoop dam, there will be a need perhaps for us to write some page of report on specifically on the hoop. I think that's the position, and I've consulted already. You can see she's shaking her head. She's in agreement with that one. Regarding the shifting of money, we have done what we have done within the prescripts. The auditors conclude their audit on 31st of July. And perhaps if you want us to table the report regarding the shifting of the money and whether it was in line with the Treasury regulations or not, we'll table it by way of the auditor's report, because they have looked at it, and what we have done it within the prescripts that you have just quoted, Chair. Now, the shifting of money, there is a certain aspect, of course, which you are, again, at one stage, you rightly pointed out. There's a certain story that you are not necessarily getting from us in the 1 hour or 30 minutes you have allocated to us, and indeed it would have been unreasonable for us to bombard you with all that particular information, especially the information regarding shifting of the money. The reason being that the letter that came to us, we were to explain the 505. It did not say that in arriving at this 505, we would also want you to cover the shifting, under which we would competently, because we have explained even to the auditors who have been with us for the last financial year, we would have done it. Now, the shifting, part of if you know the history about it, I don't have the report you have before you arrive, but I'm aware that there was shifting of money that went took place during the year, and we do within the prescript that is laid down. That's why the two skills that was rolled over, we could not transfer to water trading entity without the approval of National Treasury or another relevant body, because it must be in the prescripts. Now, having said that then, yeah, no, but let me finish the capitals. Okay, thank you.
All is there. I'm saying, National Federal says in front of you, this department has a history of low spending, because of your schemes and blah, 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 of other things. But I'm saying also in terms of our own medical research, we find that the law allows you to do your violence, absolutely. But again, maybe when National Federal does the amending of PFMA, one thing that should be looked at is how freely this violence should be allowed, you know, if people, because I said, should the department be allowed to ask for a budget, knowing that they are not going to be able to spend this budget, but what they have at the back of their mind is that the law allows them to shift funds around. Should be funds be, should that be the purpose of acquiring funds, Mr. Donaldson? That is where my question is. That's where our question is that should departments be allowed just to acquire funds because they know that they will shift these funds around? Once they get them, the funds are on their what you call. The law allows them to do that. And it doesn't tell us. I mean, the PFMA is not clear as well. Maybe I've not looked at the, what you call, studied the regulations proper in terms of saying, how often should people do that? So you understand what I'm saying, therefore. That shouldn't really be your objective, just to get funds, in order so that when the funds are in, now in the department, you can play around with those departments. I mean, with those funds. That's the question that...
I would say we don't do that. The capital, the shifting that took place on capital expenditure took place because of when you are compiling the financial statement, when we do schools and clinics, for example, and when we deal with the regional bank, those are capital expenditure items. What has been happening is they are recorded on the same line as our expenditure for capital for items that we use within the department. Now, part of the shift you have referred to, the shifting of the money, was, by the way, done in full consultation with the National Treasury, and is related to that particular effect, where we say that the money that should be shown as capital expenditure for the department should be capital expenditure spent for the benefit of the department. But capital expenditure incurred for another sphere of government or another agency of government should be classified as a capital transfer. Now, in that case, again, we had to go to National Treasury, get the permission in order to do that shifting. And that's why I alluded to the fact that any shifting that we have done in full consultation. Now, when it comes to the issue that we request money and we play around with it, that's not true. And it's not actually a fact. The reason being that when we requested, for example, a rollover, we requested it on the 30th of April. But the request to use it, not on the Hook Dam, but for water services projects, is the one that was filed or tabled before National Treasury on the 18th of August. This is after the events that my colleague Andrew Johnson has alluded to were quite clear that the two ski steward asked for rollover would in all probability not be utilized for the purpose. So it was again going to be only be in the second half of the relevant financial year. So we don't just do the shifting of the money anytime we feel like it. We don't do that. Like the compensation of employees, the only time we can tender with that is at the end of the financial year. After we have known that indeed this money for compensation of employees may not be spent, but if there has been over expenditure, let's say on goods and services or elsewhere within the programs or another earmark program, we would then again ask for the relevant permission to move the funds. Compensation of employees throughout the year, we don't move a cent. And right now, for example, we have 1.3. We won't be able to move it.
So what we're going to do, we've got the reports for last year. I want to draw from those reports, last year's reports, in terms of this shifting of funds. And you say you don't do it. You stand by that you don't do it. Ne? I understand the law. I understand the law. But we seem to be arguing past one another. Because I say, you say so you don't do it. I assume that when you say you don't normally do it, it's something that you did this year. But I'm saying we have an experience that the department is shifting, does the shifting of funds around. And you say it's not a fact. Now it's fine. On the 28th of August, we'll be receiving another first quarterly report. I'm sure by that time, we'll have drawn from the last year's report on this issue of shifting around by the department. So, but I'll let you know upfront when we invite you. Because it means that we'll continue with this, what you call a discussion on that. DDG wants to...
Each person. I can echo what the CFO said. We've never just asked for the sake of asking money from Treasury and then just to move it around within the budget.
Sorry, DDG, you should be telling us that you don't normally shift funds around. It's the first time that you asked, you proposed to Treasury to shift on this financial year. It was the first time that you did it. You don't normally do it. Is that what you're saying to us? Because I'm saying you do it more often than not. So.
Jefferson, I'm not going to go into the argument as you ruled that there's going to be later this Monday discussion. But the issue in terms of this CAPEX CAPEX project, particularly to work there, to what we're talking about, the money, the 260, was that as the explanation by the CFO. After we have done the reconciliation and we understand the difficulties that we have in terms of the project, in terms of the timeline, therefore the request was then for that money to be utilized on the water services project, as I've explained. But the others, Jefferson, I'm not going to argue or whatever, but we will engage when we have that discussion. But for the capital project specifically, on the water resource projects, in terms of the way that I manage the project, we don't shift the funds around, because we got earmark funding for the dam safety that is been allocated to us. There is the allocation for the projects that I've mentioned, Dinondoni, Susu, Inyaka. There is the wood dam that we are building at the moment. There is the funding that we're looking now in the work that we're doing for Mokolo projects in Limpopo, and so also in terms of the work that we've done for KwaZulu-Natal and for the Eastern Cape. For each and every of those projects, we go with proposals to National Treasury for those particular, for funding for those projects. And if those projects must be built, but we are, for lack of a better word, they must be off budget, where the water users are specifically paid for those projects, then those are being done by TCTA, particularly for those particular projects that they get the money for, and not for no other project to be utilized. We have built the Burke Water Dam here in the Western Cape as a classic example, where the money has been funded by the water users here in the Western Cape, particularly in Cape Town, for that project alone and only for that project. So we can't just simply, you know, use the money for one project for the others, and because they are specific. When it comes to that, the earmark, it was only for this one where we said that because the money was there and we see that we have, you know, where we can spend the money on terms of the 260 for the water services project to make sure that we accelerate the access to those communities. That is what we've asked for. Thank you.
Maybe we didn't even get the explanation to say the 250 that you reported to us. The report didn't come from us, but actually this 250 was not, the request was not for the first time. Maybe it was not clarified as to what was the purpose, the original purpose of it originally, and when it was. And I understand that the 250 is separate from the water con. It's different from the 260. We're talking about two what they call the funds. And the CFO, he said to us, he told us about the 18th of August. Now, when we read what they call, he's now trying to clarify that now, actually, the application was made before the 30th of April. What would really like you to do to us? Would like you to present us with very clear reports. Because what we take is what you tell us. But if now it's clear that you're finding yourself that you are in a corner, then you want to shift. Because we don't know if the application was made before the 30th, but we hear the report that the meeting was supposed to be on the 30th and on the 18th of August, but your reports don't clarify those things. We would really like to get clear reports from you, very clear reports from you that this is what happened, this is where the matter is, so that if, for instance, you find that the National Treasury does not approve, but we have a little bit of a history, of an understanding of the history of the a particular a project. Because now it's difficult to accept things when we only probe. Now we get an answer that no, actually this is the background to it, what we were not given from the beginning. So, but I'm not questioning that, but I'm just saying that I think that it is important to clarify this. Thank you.
If I may explain, Chairperson, with regard to this project, the what we can call the Olifant River Water Resources Development Project, it consists of about, phase one was consist of the raising of flag to Cielo Dam that we have done, and that was done by funding from La Malelo Water Users Association, and that we've completed. That was in 250 million, but that didn't come from any appropriation. But that was done, what we referred to. But we have done the work for that water source. Phase two consists of the first two, if I can explain in terms of when we will give that explanation. First, phase 2A consists of the dam itself, Jefferson. That is the dam that we are building now at the moment. And yeah, the dual dam. And that's in your vicinity, in terms of the revised figures now, is about 2.1 billion. That is what the dam itself. In terms of, and it's about now for this financial year, it's going to be in 41% completion. I was just there recently, and next week we go there again in terms of phase, the road that we've completed, the minister and the premier will open that. Then the other component is what we call the phase 2B to I. It comprised of the distribution network. Distribution network, the basic is going to be, the major share of that is going to be paid by the mining, but we have a social component of that we have to be expanding in terms of that, and that will be done by TCTA, the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority. In terms of the distribution network, most of the funding will be off budget, but we are providing through the funding from National Treasury for the social component thereof. So and it also includes a pump storage scheme for Eskom, but obviously due to the financial, now Eskom is even, that is even more complicated, the whole project. Now Eskom has even moved that further back because of the fact of the financial situation. We, with the delay in terms of the negotiation has been explained by Mr. Donaldson from National Treasury, from the perspective of the social component, we have fallen behind time, the time frame with regard to making sure that we have to provide to the people with the necessary infrastructure. The dam completion, we saying to catch the first summer rains within that area. We plan to complete the dam by October, more or less October 2011, within the 2011-2012 financial year. And most of the work that we will be doing from the other phases, from the social component, will be done part of it by our own construction team, and part of it will be done by open tender people to do that work. But as we said, in terms of the rescheduling that we have now, it poses a very difficulty in terms of the expenditures, and what the CFO already alluded to, we are engaged with National Treasury in terms of how do we deal with the funding, and also how do we deal with the money for the social component.
Thanks, Chair. In conclusion, Chair, I just want to assure you that we take our spending very seriously as a department. And we will do our best also to make sure that we act within the prescripts, and we act with integrity in the way we handle our funds. We will continue with that. And we are going to also be working very hard to make sure that our presentation meet your standards, and we'll also make sure that we are clear on the issues that you would want to get from us. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry to say that. I remember now that you also respect to capacity to like to know, because you are now your capacity level, whatever you are telling us, you have capacity, and if you don't, what are you going to do about lack of capacity? Because you won't like to be sitting here hoping that everything will be done when your department or actually doesn't have capacity to do whatever you promise you'll be doing. Thanks, that's my question.
I have to respond to the issue of capacity across the board in the department, particularly with this specific branch. In this specific branch, you require technical capacity. And because of the skill shortage globally and nationally, we've really employed different strategies in terms of attracting and retaining talent. We had a recruitment drive last year where we really tried to employ people, and we tried also within the public service regulations to evoke the provision where you can employ people above the salary of the graded post. So we've done that. Also, we have in some cases also used our retention strategy. We do have a retention strategy that talks to a number of issues, so we've also used that. And we are hoping with the occupation-specific dispensation that will be able to address the broader problems of salaries in the public, the salary problems in the public service. Because with the infrastructure moves, people are moving away from the public service to the private sector. People are going to your health trade, they are going to the state of 2010 state. So those have been the challenges. However, with the retention strategy, also the occupation-specific dispensation, we hope that we'll be able to retain people. And we also have the Learning Academy in the department that really aims to build the human resources at a sort of first level of the pipeline. That is, you're giving bursaries to graduate trainees that are doing engineering, and we also take them for a five-year training program in order to get them to a point where they become seasoned engineers. But it's a long process for people to get at that level. So there are initiatives in the department. In cases where we can't get, particularly for critical projects like this, we really go for outsourcing. So we get consultants with specific mandate to deliver specific projects with sort of certain boundaries. Thank you very much.
Your issue academic, I mean, bursaries, as long as you have a retention strategy, so that you don't train people tomorrow. They say government doesn't pay for the green and the pressures. Mr. Donaldson, do you want to? Are you okay? Well, department, thank you very much. You promised to respond. Probably, I think in a month's time, I'm sure we'll be very, what you call it, clear on some of the issues that we have raised that we would really like as well you to respond to as well. Issues that we think that are not clear as far as we are concerned. But we do know that perhaps the report of the first quarter report for 2009 will come almost at the same time with the annual reports. I'm sure some of the things will be covered in the annual reports. But Pichi, you want to say something? Okay, you just consult. No, it's fine. It's okay. It's allowed to do that. Well, thank you very much. Just hope that, like my colleague indicated, that we think that you are a critical department, in terms of service delivery. Today we had invited you to deal with the quarterly report, for the fourth quarter report. I'm sure in the near future we would like to talk to you about your scheme. We do have that annual report, but we don't want to ambush you in terms of talking about that. It might be a different branch. You're talking about branches. It might be a different branch, because many of the schemes in the country which are supposed to, which are in the phase, core phase of delivery of water to our communities, are really struggling. Now the people out there don't care, or don't know. It's not that they don't care, that they don't know that what is happening. All they want is water, and water. But also, let's not talk about the challenges that you are encountering with the National Treasury when at the end of the things, you know. Wouldn't mind being involved. I know you don't want to to engage and to involve us in those things, but also we don't want to be shop stewards for departments in terms of these issues of rollovers. I mean, for members, this question of rollovers, question of shifting of funds. It's something that is a challenge to us. But also, like I was saying to National Treasury, that I'm just looking forward, or we're looking forward, to the amendment of the PFMA. And what will this new PFMA say? I mean, we have experience now. A lot of things, we've experienced a lot of things. Clearly, we will really, we're looking forward to engage in the new PFMA, and unlike now. But on that note, thank you very much. I hope you catch the earliest flight to your office. Thank you.
Thank you. You have set our parliaments view very well, and I think we all hear the message. We don't want to tolerate underspending. So let me just say though that out of this total budget of 2.9 billion for last year, the underspending was less than 3%. So that's not an unreasonable margin given the size of the budget. The main item is of course the ILIMA Letsela program. This is a comparatively new program, and these are very interesting projects. They involve various kinds of technical support. They're not straightforward to get going, and that's partly why the DBSA is involved in providing assistance with them. There has been further progress over the last few months, and so I don't have any doubt that as we review progress this year, we'll find that there is actually a progress on these projects, and possibly some modification of them, because we've learned as they get implemented, these sorts of projects do need some adjustment. The other significant item here, the disaster related spending, and you have made the point, Chair, that there are many kinds of, and the committee has commented on many kinds of disaster, many kinds of need related to rural development. But this particular allocation was earmarked for the compensation related to classical swine fever, and although I think it would have been better to have had this sorted out by the end of last year, it is the case that the department, in receiving claims and assessing claims from farmers right across the country, can't do that in a hurry, and also can't anticipate fully in advance exactly what the claims are going to be. And so, again, 20 million out of 120 million is not unreasonable given the uncertainty with which funds are set aside for this kind of relief. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I can see the acting teacher is happy now. She's smiling now that at least you have come with this intervention. but maybe I should allow her to comment. And let me allow you to comment, acting teacher.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And I would like to thank National Treasury for the support. However, Chairperson, your comments cannot be undermined. They are very valid, and it is something that we have to pay attention to. The issues that you want a clarification on, Honourable Member, starting with the 6 million, I will request the Acting Financial Officer to give a little bit more detail. And I was going to respond on the issue of the disaster-related funds, but as explained, we do not say as a department we overlook the other disasters that are there in the sector. They also have their own allocations. As pointed out, this particular one was intended for the classical swine fever, and as explained, we could only reinvest on the basis of the claims that were received by the department. I will not any more comment on the 60 million. I will give the CFO a chance to address the issue of the 6 million. Thank you.
But just before we pass, now the clarity that I would really like to is that who is managing this? Is this a national logical grant, this 120 million of which 21 that spent? Because I said that in the past, my past life with NCOP, we have received complaints throughout the quarters from the provinces, especially Eastern Cape, that they have not received these monies. Now, I'm not sure as to if it was administered at national level, why? Why not transferred to the province? Why was it at this one, particular one, administered at national, not at the province? Sometimes we respond if it's clear.
The issue that you're raising, we are responsible for the administration and the disbursement to the various provinces. What we can do is we do have records that show how much was allocated to which province. If you take the Eastern Cape as an example, they have received a substantial amount of the funds that we're talking about, and it would help the chair if we provided you with a report, because the report would make it very clear to the committee how much money went to the province, how much was spent by the province, and who are the beneficiaries, and we can undertake to provide you with such a report. Thank you.
We look forward to that report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and Honourable Member. Just quickly on the 60 million of the Lima Letsema. Remember, in this financial year 08-09, the department initiated this program of the Lima Letsema, and with National Treasury approval, funds were reallocated from the Mafisa program for the Lima Letsema. So, in terms of this Lima Letsema, and then furthermore, after that, National Treasury did then, in terms of the MTF, allocated through Parliament, allocated the total amount of 650 million starting from 09-10 onwards for the Lima Letsema. Now, that 650 million goes through the DORA process to provinces. But in terms of the 2-to-1 that we initiated in 09-10, some of the funds went through to the provinces, to the provincial departments through DORA in the adjustments estimate. And some of the funds went through transfer payments to implementing agents like DBSA, the Eastern Cape Rural Development Corporation. So there was a split. But for the MTF, started with 9-10, the funds disbursement to provinces goes through DORA, based on business plans and projects submitted through the provinces. If I can go back then to the 6 million, all that...
Sorry, just this one. Now, is this a grant, a conditional grant? Well, no, it's fine. Anything a conditional grant is fine. Because the experience is that if you give the provinces, I mean, they have their own discretion, it goes elsewhere. No.
No, Chair, it's a conditional grant with its criteria, conditions of payment, schedule of payments, amounts being divided that go to provinces. So, and that's been published, so it follows the full route of the conditional grant in terms of DORA. Okay, then on the 6 million, Jay, the 6 million is current. The 6 million consists of expenditure in your compensation of employees on vacancies, where we in the department have a vacancy rate in the order of 16%, a portion of goods and services, where in terms of contracts that was not concluded in that financial year. So that 6 million is money that is current on budget and consists of, as I say, the compensation of employees. And then on goods and services, if I can give further information, there is in the order of 1 million of a fencing contract in the Eastern Cape on state land. That state land had to be fenced. That was not concluded by the contractor in that financial year, and then the others, as we said, was goods and services, and then also payments towards colleges for the rollout of a program whereby the memorandum of understanding between a department and a relevant college could not be signed in time. But that is what the 6 million consists of, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything comment? Yeah, thank you very much. Now you did very well. looking forward to meeting you at the next quarterly. I hope that we will not invite you at the next quarter, because we hope that these monies at least will really reach those targeted groups. But you promise us a report, no? Is it the same report? It's not the same report that Mr. Santer is referring to. about this 600 million. The one that you promised us is around the disaster management of the swine, what you call it, of the swine fever.
Chairperson, I've promised you a report on the monies that were allocated to provinces under the umbrella of the Elima Litima. That's the one that I promised, and I also promised that we will explain the circumstances of my being here on behalf of the DG to you as a committee. Thank you.
But last time, then we'll take it from there, because I hear now that at least there's some change of strategy from what you originally had of DPSA being responsible for the information. Now it's fine, but thank you very much. I don't know if you have anything to say. Fine.
Okay.
No, thank you very much. Is it done? Am I okay? No, thank you very much. You did rest to. I thought that you would sit on our side and help. No, you don't record it. But thanks. Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you next time.